Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. There we go. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. Happy Wednesday to you. I'll be hanging out with you to get you over the hump. Yeah, by the time this show is done, you'll be closer to Thursday. You'll be closer to the weekend. You'll be closer to more football. Okay, I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've discussed a lot so far. We talked about some of the injuries or some of the injury updates in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is telling everybody, if my wrist is safe and if I can deal with the pain, I'm going to play against the Chicago Bears, okay? Jackson Dart looks like he might return this Sunday against the Lions. C.J. Stroud is going to be out tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. He is still in concussion protocol. And then we talked about Shedeur Sanders. He spoke to the media today for the first time now that he's been officially named the starter for the Cleveland Browns with Dylan Gabriel still in concussion protocol. Justin Fields has been sent to the bench officially by the New York Jets. Tyrod Taylor will get the start against the Ravens. And then we talked about the return of LeBron James, about to be 41 years old, the only NBA player ever to play 23 seasons. And he's still going. Okay, let's see what LeBron can do in year number 23. We got more to get into. Of course, next hour, as we do every single Wednesday, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. Thank you, Cam Scatterboo, for the inspiration with your broken leg. And you got a broken leg, you're still, play fighting the WWE. Next hour, we're going to talk about the six dumbest injuries that we've ever seen in sports. Okay, how about this? In about 20 minutes, nothing dumb about this woman. Aaliyah Boston. Yeah, former South Carolina Gamecock. Indiana Fever. Aaliyah Boston is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk some positivity around the women's game. And she got some cool things going on to empower the next generation of female athletes. So we'll talk with a WNBA All-Star in about 20 minutes. Aaliyah Boston will come through and join us. There's more in the news. Steve Sarkisian is like, I ain't leaving Texas. Okay, that's a nice thing for him to say. We'll hear what he had to say. We'll get into that. We even got Kim Mulkey joking about Lane Kiffin and whether or not he's going to join her at LSU. So we got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. You got a phone? Good. You got service? Terrific. Do you want to call? Sure, you can. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can also find and identify me everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. All over the place on the internet. You know, we talked about C.J. Stroud. He won't be able to play tomorrow. Jackson Dart might make his return. Probably will make his return Sunday as the Giants take on the Lions. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to play against them Bears, man. he whoops on those Bears. 25-5 is his career record. A matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers, ever the comedian now, he was asked about taking on the Bears. And he was strictly asked, hey, you like beating them up. You always win against them. Is there any added motivation for you to just go out there and beat them again?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? Sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to. But I really enjoy the city. They got great sports fans. I grew up watching WGN on my five channel TV back in the day. So I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. I mean, how can I be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved them. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
Now listen to Aaron Rodgers, sports historian. I guess you'd have to be a base-level sports fan to understand some of the biggest rivalries in sports. And Aaron Rodgers, he nailed all of them. I think the guy's going to go out there and play. I mean, this is too much. I don't want to say too much at stake for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just seems simple. And who am I to say my wrist is not the one that's broken? I can flex and move my wrist without pain any right now. Aaron Rodgers will be the guy who's out there. And then also, one guy who we will not see this season, it is not a shock, it is not a surprise, Michael Penix Jr. is out for the season. This guy is going to need a little bit of reconstruction on his knee. This is going to be his third ACL surgery. We saw him go down against the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday. This is not even the first time this year that he's had a knee bruise. And one of the knocks on Michael Penix Jr. coming out of college and coming out of Washington State, where he helped lead them to a college football playoff final, he was injured throughout his career. Doesn't matter, even before he got to Washington, is it his shoulder? Is it his knees? And this is kind of plaguing him right now, a little bit of a step back. And so Michael Penix Jr. steps back. Kirk Cousins steps forward. Raheem Morris was asked about, you know, fixing this offense for Kirk Cousins. Keep in mind, Drake London is also out with a knee injury. Falcons ain't been all that good with Kirk Cousins either. Listen to this.
You know, you do the things that Kirk's going to be able to do well. So we'll be able to go out there and tailor the thing around Kirk, tailor it around our offense around Kirk, all the things that we want to be able to do with him, some of the things he's done well in his past, some of the things he's done well with us. We'll be able to go out there and do all those things in order to go get a win. And Kirk, obviously, I have a big input in that, and we'll listen to him and take his input and be able to go out there and practice the things we need to get practice. So we'll definitely tailor his offense the rest of the way around Kirk Cousins.
Okay, all right. Okay, whatever. It's not like Michael Penix Jr. was out there running around. We know Kirk Cousins ain't going to run anywhere. And then their receivers suck. The Falcons ain't got no receivers. Their receivers are hurt, too. Kirk Cousins might be a sitting duck. It's just, it's not good for the Falcons. And this is the dumbass team that decided to select Michael Penix Jr. at number 8. After they gave Kirk Cousins a gigantic contract. And now they got two quarterbacks not worth a damn. Terrific. Great. This is not going to end well for Terry Fontenot, who is now the general manager. He came over from the New Orleans Saints. And, oh, yeah, let me remind you, the Falcons don't have a first-round pick next year because they swapped it out to the Rams in order to select James Pierce. Okay, great. You'll have a nice defense and no offense for the next bunch of years. It's the Falcons' way. Well, not really. The Falcons had no defense and had an offense, and now they just have no offense. There you go. Anyway, speaking of all these injuries, LeBron James bounced back. Good for him last night, coming back from sciatica. Classic old man injury. I mean, we even heard from Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago. He's just like, you know what? I turn on my TV, and I root for all the old guys. It makes me feel good. So I know Aaron Rodgers was happy watching the Lakers last night because Aaron Rodgers is a huge sports fan. But speaking of all these old guys, men who are closer to the end of their careers than the beginning, we got some injuries, okay? Aaron Rodgers got a busted up wrist. But then if we look at things on the basketball side, we have had a ridiculous amount of injuries to star players. I'm talking about individuals who've at least been an all-star at some point over the past 3 years. Yahoo Sports even dug deep, and they did a report. Like Steph Curry right now, who earlier on in his career had a history of ankle injuries. You actually had to think about whether or not Steph Curry was going to make it in the NBA because of his ankle injuries. Steph Curry is out right now with an ankle sprain. Okay? We can think about a young guy like Victor Wembanyama. He has a calf strain. Jalen Brunson. I mean, he sprained his ankle. Joel Embiid, well, we know he's fat and out of shape. Once again, he ain't playing with a knee injury. Giannis, this guy has a groin strain. What are we doing here? Well, this is, it's just bad. Paolo Banchero's also dealing with the groin. It's bad. These are all star players. These are people who have been all stars. These are people out here selling the tickets. And here's what Yahoo Sports says. When it comes down to stars, their participation in NBA games has dropped from 87% participation last year to 67% so far this year. I just named a bunch of the dudes who are out. We got an MVP like Giannis. We got a Victor Wembanyama, who's a future star. We got an MVP in Joel Embiid. I know Joel Embiid is fat. We know that. And then we got Steph Curry, who's the greatest shooter of all time. That's not even counting dudes who we might never see this season at all. That includes Jason Tatum. That also includes a guy like Tyrese Halliburton. They've already said he ain't coming back and he ain't playing this year. There are a lot of star players who are currently out. They're cooked. Stars have already missed more than 200-plus games this season. Okay? Already. All right? When it comes to stars and national TV participation, last night we had the San Antonio Spurs. Man, we didn't have Victor Wembanyama. We had De'Aaron Fox. They were taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. It was a who-the-hell-is-this-guy roster for the Memphis Grizzlies with no Ja Morant out there. It's just bad. And so Steve Kerr, this man has seen a lot of basketball, won a lot of championships. He's winning them as a player with the Bulls and the Spurs. He's winning them as a coach with this Golden State Warriors team over the years. He knows basketball from Michael Jordan to coaching guys like Kevin Durant and, well, of course, Steph Curry. Steve Kerr says, I've been chatting it up with the Warriors doctors, and he thinks that, you know, these guys are just playing too much basketball. There's too much pace. They're getting up and down the court too damn fast. He's like, their bodies cannot handle all of this. And Steve Kerr is like, listen, man, there's too much crap going on. We have to shorten the NBA season from 82 games. We got to chop it down. Listen to what he said.
I bring it up. I bring it up a lot, and I just think it's if we're, you know, actually focused on the product, it would be great. We literally have not had a single practice on this road trip, not one. We've been gone a week and or longer, 8 days, not one practice because it's just game, and so not only is there no recovery time, there's no practice time. And what was different, you know, back in the day. You did have like 4 and 5 nights, which was not great, but then you'd have 4 days before your next game. And so you'd take a day off and you'd actually have a couple good practices and scrimmage. And so there's no easy answer here. You know, the league has done a great job of trying to protect players by not overloading the schedule with 4 and 5 nights. But now it's basically we're playing every other night, and the flip side of that is, we're not getting any practice time, and the wear and tear is there anyway because it's the accumulation of all that, all those games, and the speed and the pace and mileage and everything else.
And at the same time, everybody's making more money, and at the name of the game, I don't know no NBA players who are making 55 and soon to be $60 and $70 million a year? The NBA is a hot commodity. I mean, it was a hot commodity in the 90s with the Jordan Bulls and NBC, the NBA on NBC. Now we see the NBA on NBC is back. Come on, man. Michael Jordan in his final year, I think he made $33 million. That guy had to go out there and be an anomaly for that. Okay, he just was head and shoulders. I think his salary jumped from $3 million to $33 million. There's some big bucks in the NBA today. Now we got dudes making twice as much, soon to be twice as much on a regulated contract. Come on now. So yeah, you can play all the games and you could want to shorten the season. I think Steve Kerr knows, he's not a dummy. They'd be shortening their money. But Steve Kerr is like, what about the bodies? Okay, he's like all these groin issues and calves and quads and can lead to Achilles tears. He's like, we don't need this.
I'm very concerned. It's dramatic. The pace difference is dramatic. This team tonight has really upped their pace compared to last year. And I think across the league, everybody understands now that just easier to score if you can beat the opponent down the floor, get out in transition. But when everybody's doing that, the games are much higher paced, faster paced, and then everyone has to cover out to 25 feet because everybody can shoot threes. So we have all the data. Players are running faster and further than ever before. And so we're trying to do the best we can to protect them. But we basically have a game every other night, and it's not an easy thing to do.
Nah, so it comes across as a little whiny, man. It comes across like, I get it. Steph Curry, a little bit up there in age. He was like 36, 37 right now. Does Steph Curry have to go out there? You got to play him 30 minutes a game. You got to throw him out there for 35. I know you're trying to win these games. And, you know, Steph Curry, I think in the past two games, he's like, here's 40 points. Here's 40 points. He's dropped like 90 points over two games. Does he have to play a crap ton? I don't know. And if you're NBC or you're ESPN or you're now Amazon Prime, which are broadcasting these games, you're paying all this money, you want the stars. You think NBC was happy that there was no Wembanyama on the court last night? I was like, oh my God, we'll see Wembanyama on NBC national broadcast television? No, we didn't. And as crazy as Ja Morant is, man, it would have been cool to see Ja Morant versus Wembanyama. I think they still had a good game. But this, people show up for the stars. Okay, I'm sorry. John Conchar is not selling tickets. My apologies. Okay, it was nice to see De'Aaron Fox with a windmill to end the game. He had a great game. Sorry, no disrespect to Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox is not moving the needle across America. It sucks to see these injuries, but it always comes down to money. If I'm paying billions and billions of dollars to broadcast NBA games, I want the stars. Yeah, there may come a reckoning. When the streaming services are the main distributors, when ESPN is just like, oh yeah, all we do is stream, when everybody is streaming, and Netflix and Google and YouTube and Amazon got all the money, they'll be the ones to look at these leagues and go, you want us to pay you how much? Oh, no, you're going to have to give us a discount. Okay? Because the last contract we did, we didn't see the stars play. And here's the data. We're paying for stars, not bench players. And you want to know something? A league like the NBA, they're going to have no choice because there's not going to be anybody else for them to go to make the money and have their games distributed. And so there's a big incentive for the NBA to try to figure this out. But take a listen, Steve Kerr, he's not dumb. He can whine and complain. It still boils down to this. Listen, man, the NBA is about money. It ain't going to chop down some games.
I mean, the tricky part is, all the constituents would have to agree to take less revenue. And 2025 in America, good luck in any industry to agree. You know, imagine some big company saying, you know what, we're not as concerned about our stock price. We're actually concerned with employing people and giving people a stable job and making our product better. And come on, Nick, that's not happening. We know that.
Yeah, it's not. Everybody's always about the money. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Greg is calling us from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Greg.
Hey, JR, best show on radio. Steve Kerr, Cry Me a River. In the 80s, the Celtics and the Lakers ran up and down the court every game. A lot of teams did. These guys just, I think, there's a lot of whining, and they make so much money, they should play every night. And you can't tell me that you play every other night and you can't practice the day in between. I'm not buying it. Thanks for the opportunity, bud.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling up from Kansas. I mean, on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, Steve Kerr is making pointed comments about the NBA shortening up the season. But I think if we look at the reality, one of his mentors and one of his former coaches, Greg Popovich, I mean, he's one of the dudes who started load management. He looked at his older players and said, we got to sit them out some games. And that received the approval of management. And we've seen NBA teams all across the league, and I think it's common sense, they're looking at how much money they are investing in these players. And they're saying, you know what, I'm paying you $40, $50, $60, $70 million a season. He's like, hey, if you hurt and sit out a game, because I don't need to miss you for 2 weeks. And so I think the owners have to accept some responsibility for that as well. But is Steve Kerr going to go after some of the owners, or is he just going to, you know, go after the league? I think we know the answer to that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat, a conversation with WNBA All-Star Aaliyah Boston. We'll get her thoughts. Why is everybody getting hurt? What is she working on? There's a lot that she's doing that's great for the community. We'll have that chat with Aaliyah Boston on the other side of the break. You're locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now we've been talking some basketball. We're being joined by someone who knows a thing or two or a lot of things about basketball. I'm talking about a national championship in college. We're talking about a three-time WNBA All-Star. We're talking Rookie of the Year. We can go on. But joining us right now is Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got nothing to complain about. Now, listen, I know there's a lot of news in the WNBA. We ain't talking about none of that. We want to focus on the good things that you got going on, what's going on with Lily. But before we get into that, how are you? What's up with the off season? How's it going so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm great. I've been able to travel a little bit, but seriously, I've just been in the gym working on my game, and it's kind of just repetition at this point.
With everything that you've already accomplished and done to your game, of course, you always want to add something here or there. What is there for you to add to your game?
I would just say consistency, being able to stretch the floor a lot more. I think this year started a little bit more, but to get that on a consistent basis, that's what I'm going for this year.
Oh, goodness. Aaliyah Boston, you about to just hit, what, 60% from three? Is that coming next?
Basically. That's basically what we're at.
Okay, we love it. Now, I got to ask you this. Before we talk about what you're doing with Lily and how you're empowering other young women and girls, I love it. Before you joined us, we had a conversation about all the injuries in basketball. And you're expanding your game and you have your off season. What's the deal? It seems like you guys have so much at your disposal. You're getting so good. What's up with the injuries? Why do you think that's the case?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I don't really think I have an answer for that. I mean, I think it's just something that just can happen randomly. I mean, you see it all over in sports. And so for me, it's just about making sure I do everything I can to take care of my body. I mean, yeah, that's all I got for you on that one. I don't really know.
I could dig it. WNBA star Aaliyah Boston is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast. Having said that, you work so hard. You're a human being, too. How do you find that balance between maintaining, getting better, but then also trying to keep peace of mind?
I think you just find different activities to do. I feel like for me, it's always number one, being rooted in my faith. And so I always make sure that I give time for that. But also, I feel like I've started reading a lot more. I think that's helped me get off social media a little bit, get off my phone a little bit, just kind of find something else to do. And that's really just what it's been, just reading books and chilling.
Hey, Aaliyah, I like how you're thinking about ways that you can better yourself. Talk to us about how you're helping other folks as well when it comes down to Lily. And it's not just about what's going on in Indianapolis. What is Lily? How are you getting involved? How are you helping the next generation?
Yeah, I think just what I love the most about Lily is that they're just excited to help the young ones come up. You know, like growing up, you always dream of being able to meet your favorite player, being able to meet someone that you look up to. And when you have an initiative like The Court Is Hers, I mean, that just is so exciting to me. It spoke to me really, because when I was growing up, it was like I grew up on an island, so I didn't really have and my favorite athlete at my disposal, you know. And so for me, being able to just be a role model for young girls and young kids in general, I mean, it's a blessing.
Well, talk about your favorite athlete. Who was that?
It was Candace Parker growing up. I loved her.
Wait a minute. So here we go. You grew up, you love Candace Parker.
Yep.
And now you got a show on a podcast with Candace Parker.
Like, exactly.
What is this, a manifestation of dreams?
Let me tell you, it's faith. It's faith. And I think God just puts the right people in your path at all times. And, you know, for me, whoever path I cross, whether that's a young girl, I mean, I just want to be that person that they can be like, wow, I feel inspired. And so that's really what I aim to do.
WNBA star and superhuman Aaliyah Boston is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. So how can people find out more information about Lily? Because you're really passing on a lot of what you've been able to take on, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lily in itself, I mean, that the brand in itself is just a massive brand. I think they do a great job of just continuing to put out what they're doing in the communities. And so I'm just honestly, just thinking about it and just thinking about what they do in the community, I'm going to focus on Indy for a second. It's so special. I think when you look at the fans that come to our games and the fans that see us in restaurants and they just get so excited to meet us and they ask for a picture, I mean, it's so special. And when I went to The Court Is Hers and I saw those girls at the little camp, like they were just so excited. They were eager to learn. And I feel like that's something that I just enjoy and pride myself, especially being a young woman and being an athlete. Like young girls can fall out of sport so quickly compared to young boys. I mean, when you're a young boy, you see the NBA, you're like, whoa, you can do that. And then you look at other girls and it's like, well, I don't know if I want to play sports. I don't know if I have the confidence to play sports. No one really wants to hype up women's sports. And so for me, I feel like that's my job. Just continue to hype up the young girls, continue to hype up the young kids to know, like, you can dream big, be inspired, and always dream big.
Aaliyah Boston is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. I mean, you've had so much success from college. You're just still even getting started in your WNBA career with all the success you've already had there. Did you ever feel there was a point in your career, just kind of growing up, where you're just like, this is tough. I don't know if I want to do this. So you didn't feel that you had that support?
I don't think I've ever felt like I haven't had the support. I feel like at some point it might have just been like, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot. It never feels like there's ever a break. But when you fall in love with the sport, you take the good and the rough patches. But I think my entire family, everyone that I've been able to cross paths with, have encouraged me. And that's exactly what you needed. Like, you don't want to get a rough moment within your sport and feel as though that this is it for you. You know, you just continue to find people that know your goals, know your dreams, and motivate you to help you get there.
Aaliyah, you talked about being in Indianapolis. I've been to Indy. The entire state. I know it seems kind of cliche when people talk about it as a basketball hotbed, but what has been your experience? What makes Indiana, Indianapolis such a basketball hotbed?
The fans, the talent. You see it. Everyone comes out to our games, to the Pacers games, to the Colts games. I remember, I think last year at some point I came to watch the girls' high school championships, and they packed out Gainbridge. Like, it is just such a sports city, a sports state. The fans, no matter who was playing, they show up. You look at Indiana, and it is just such a sports state, a sports city. I mean, they show up and they show out every single time.
They show up and they show out every single time. Now, in the short time that you've been in Indiana with the Fever, you've been able to kind of see the change of, we know about your teammate Caitlin Clark and coming through and her injury. What can people expect into the future as the team continues to meld and grow?
You can expect hard work and a lot of fun games. I think even this year, throughout all our injuries, because boy, did we have them. Our fans continue to show up and continue to hype us up and encourage us. And it's going to be fun. I think when we have the full squad back together, it's going to be great to see that chemistry again. And I'm excited.
As you should. Now, from everything that you've done on the basketball court, all the great work that you've done to encourage the next generation of young women and girls, what else is on the agenda? I mean, I've heard you and Candace. Okay, the podcast is good. You polished on the media side, you polished on the basketball court. What else can we expect?
I guess you'll have to wait and see. My goal, no matter what, is to build my brand and to just always be in the community, help the young ones coming up. And that's really just going to be my focus.
And listen, with all the negativity that we always have surrounding sports, it's always good to get some positivity as well. Hey, do me a favor, Aaliyah, for anyone interested in learning more about Lily, following and keeping up with you, getting involved, helping the next generation of women in sports, where can they find out more information?
Go find Lily.
We love it. And what about you? Fill us in. They want to follow you and your brand and your media career. Go ahead. Fill us in, Aaliyah.
On social media, Aaliyah Boston, Aaliyah.Boston. And same goes for Lily. I think it's great for everyone that wants to get involved and wants to see everything that Lily does. Find them on social media. It really is amazing. They really are just for the community, and there's nothing better than that.
Hey, we appreciate that. I'm going to let you get the final word for all the Fever fans out there. We got a lot of listeners in Middle America, All America, Midwest America, Indiana, Indianapolis. You get the final word, Aaliyah. Go ahead.
Go Fever. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, big shout outs to Aaliyah Boston for coming through and joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. I really appreciate what Aaliyah is doing. A big shout outs to all the folks at Lily as well. I know, of course, this is a sports show. This is a sports station. I know we got a lot of people with a lot of young ladies and young women who love sports as well. I encourage you to go to lily.com and go ahead and check out The Court Is Hers. Okay, this is a citywide effort. They're trying to get girls' participation in local basketball programs up because it helps with things like their self-esteem and improve performance at school, better mental health. So just go ahead and go to lily.com. That is L-I-L-L-Y, L-I-L-L-Y. And just look up The Court Is Hers to see how you can get a young lady, a young woman that you love and care about into sports so they can get the same opportunities that a lot of the guys get. Sports is a great builder of character, self-esteem, all of those things. Go ahead and check out Lily. The court is hers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And hey, we got some more callers here on the board who want to talk about, unfortunately, some of the injuries that are just kind of paralyzing some of the stars in the NBA. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. At the top of the hour, of course, we'll talk about a new top six list. I'll share that in a minute, but right now let's get into a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Acker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Indiana Fever star Aaliyah Boston for joining us in the last break. Really appreciate everything that she's doing to empower the next generation of young women. Just go ahead and check out lily.com. And thank you to Aaliyah again for joining us. If you missed that full conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, at the top of the hour, in about 15 minutes, is going to be time for a new top six list. Thank you so much to Cam Scatterboo. We appreciate you for giving us some content this past Monday. We saw Cam Scatterboo, despite having his foot in a boot, the man's leg was bent backwards just a couple of weeks ago. He was in the WWE participating in a skit. And a little, well, I think, is kind of reckless. I don't care if the Giants liked it or not, or they knew. To go out there and be physical. And it would have been catastrophic if he further injured his broken ankle that is currently healing. And so today, I'm going to give you a list. It's going to be a top six list of some of the dumbest sports injuries that we've ever seen. Yeah, not everything is a sprained ankle. We got some guys who've missed some time due to some unfortunate and ridiculous circumstances. So we got that top six list coming your way at the top of the hour. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we spoke to Aaliyah Boston, we were talking about the rash of injuries to stars in the NBA. A lot of people have a lot of opinions Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors medical staff, they feel that a lot of it is due to the frequency of games, the pace of play. Well, how many games they try to cram in there. But Steve Kerr also says, man, we know it's about money. The NBA is not shortening the season. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Slim. Slim, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Love the show. It's great.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen. I have an idea, and I want to run it by you, get your opinion. Here's a solution that might make both the players and the networks, the money people, and the owners happy. They don't have to give up any games. What about splitting the season, making it a year-round thing, two seasons, two championships every calendar year? So you get like the winter season and the winter season champion and the fall season or spring, you know, spring-summer season champions, and you can put a month in between, a month off to rehab, but you get the same number of games, like two 40-game seasons, and you can spread them out, and you get two championships a year. So twice the content.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it really twice the content? I mean, would that not be diluting the current product if we now got two champs?
Oh, I think people would love it. People just want to root for a good competition. So they want to see. They want to be able to say, "Hey, Ben, you know, we got our trophy. We got our winner cup."
There's a lot of things I can kind of poke holes in on that one. I think for the legitimacy of the league, the standing traditionally here in North American sports, it's almost a battle of attrition. We're gonna go, and part of getting through a season and becoming the champion is getting through the fact that it's grueling. Whether it's really baseball where you got 162 games, I know the NFL is certainly now expanded to 17. Of course, we all think one day we'll get 18. And the NBA and NHL are sitting at 81, and it just goes through the gamut. It's going through the gauntlet. And so I just think that some of the legitimacy of going through the fire, per se, of the schedule in the NBA would be taken away. I also think that I don't know how smart it would be to kind of go ahead and give a pause to say, oh, let's stop and allow the guys to rehab, because it's not just stopping and pausing. The dudes are gonna deteriorate. Like, your body builds up, it builds up, and then it slows down, and then they'd have to ramp back up. And I don't know if that's something that would also contribute to injuries. And then here's another element to it. Like, basketball is it's a winter sport. Like, they're playing inside. You're attracting fans who get to come and hang out inside, in most cases across the country where it's cold. I don't know what other portion of the year that you would go ahead and attract an audience and say, let's do basketball when it's warm. I mean, the league starts and stops, by the time we get to June. It's done before we even get to 4th of July. I don't know how that would work. So I like the concept. I just don't think anybody would go for it for a variety of reasons.
Well, I'll say this. In the summertime, there's a lot of NBA and basketball fans in general that don't really have a big interest in baseball. And it'd be nice to go into an air-conditioned arena, you know, have a good evening. And, you know, I mean, you made good points. I got to think about them. But I just want to put that out there. Baseball
needs some
competition. Yeah.
No, I hear you, Slim. I'll put it to you this way, too. Do you think – listen, the NBA players, the majority of them, forget the whoever goes to the finals – NBA players are off from about April, May, all the way until October. Do you think these NBA players, these young millionaires, not everybody's making, you know, 50, 60, but they got some nice lifestyles. Do you think these 20-year-old guys want to work in the summertime in an air-conditioned arena? Or do you think they want to work in the winter?
No, I can't argue from their point of view.
Yeah. I don't think the Players Association will go for that one. Hey, Slim, thank you for calling from Detroit.
I appreciate it. Great. Keep it a good work up, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Slim, for calling from Detroit. Like, I like the concept, but these dudes are done in April and May. They do not have to go back to work until October. Forget you know, whatever your summer break is when you were back in school, depending on what part of the country you lived in or live in, maybe your summer break started in May and you went back to school in August. Okay, maybe your summer break started at the end of June and you went back in September. Either way, you got yourself a couple of months of warm weather to have yourselves a summer. Think about the NBA players. They're out here half the year. They got the entire summer. Forget May and I don't even want to say forget June. Most of them are done in May. They got May, June, July, August, and September. Half the damn NBA, three quarters of the NBA has 5 to 6 months off. You think they want to split the season? They're not doing that. Boccia, what a life that is, right?
Yeah. And on top of that, there's just different things that go into training for the NBA, where it's they use their summer to build strength conditioning, do shooting drills. It's just they are working full season round, but they need the break to prepare and build up for the next season. So bringing it into the summer, unless you're a rookie at the summer league trying to get a spot on a roster, I see real no purpose in doing it in the summer.
Yeah, listen, man, even with all the working out that most of these guys are doing, even with the workouts, they ain't working out all damn day long. Like, they have things are pretty nice. You can work out in the morning, you can work out in the afternoon, and then you still have a ridiculous amount of time to do whatever the hell you want to do. Yeah, now I've seen a lot of NBA players on what they do in the summer. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. They ain't giving up their summertime to do nothing. They'll play 90 games and 100 games if you're still going to tell them, you know, I can be off from April until, I don't know, October? Sign me up. You can sign me up. I will do my radio show. Okay? Tell me I'll do it from, I don't know, October until May? Yeah, I'll do it. And I'll do 1 hour every other day. And sign me up for it, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we talked about a lot of injuries, people returning from injuries, people that are still hurt. Michael Penix Jr. out for the season. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. He's old, but he'll be on his way back. And then we talked about Cam Scatterboo. This guy got a broken damn leg, and he's at a WWE event. What a world. Imagine if he really got hurt. But we have some people that really got hurt doing some crazy things. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the dumbest sports injuries ever. It's a new top six list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.